Okay. All right, so the Rambam tells us that the reason that we fast is for one very simple reason. Not because we want to give ourselves pain, and not because we're in any way enjoying not eating, but in order to be ma'orer, to inspire us to do tshuva. To do tshuva for what? To repent on the sins of the Churban. So the real thing that a Jew is supposed to do on Tisha B'Av is, in addition to not doing all the technical stuff, is also supposed to think about what is it that caused the Churban, why did it cause that, and how is it that we are supposed to understand it in a historical perspective, and then finally, how do we correct it? So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the Gemara that tells us, it's not a mystery, that tells us very clearly why it is the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and then we're going to try to understand what the Gemara means, how we define it, and then we'll see two different historical vignettes of this concept still existing, and how that affects how we should look at it today. So look at the first source. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharav. How come the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Mipnei Shlosha Devarim Shayubo. Because of three things that happened. Avodah Zarah, idol worship. Gilui Arayos, illicit relations. Ushvichos Damim, and murder. Aval Mikdash Sheni, the Gemara says, what about the second Beis HaMikdash? Shahayu Oskim BaTorah UbeMitzvos UGemilach Chasad Mipnei Macharav. In the second Beis HaMikdash, everyone was learning, there were a lot of tzedakah organizations, everyone supposedly was very frum. So how come the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? These three things seemingly shouldn't have been there. Mipnei shahaisa bo sinas chinam. Because there was this thing, sinas chinam. What does sinas chinam mean? So in school they tell us, it translates into English as baseless hatred. Did anyone ever understand what that meant? Huh? Sam, go ahead. Huh? Yeah. You want to say, George? So sinas chinam, right? So baseless hatred seemingly means hating someone for no reason. But that's not really what it means. How do you know that's not really what it means? Because what does that mean? What do you mean hate someone? People always have a reason for hating someone, right? They may make up the reason or whatever it is, but it's not like they just hate someone for no reason. So we'll have to see what that means. Fine. So the Gemara continues. What does this teach us? That sinas chinam, this thing, quote unquote baseless hatred, is the equivalent of all three averos, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, ushvichos damim. It's the equivalent. And then the Gemara mysteriously adds a line, and again, we'll have to understand what this means. Rishaim hayu, they were rishaim, ela shetalu bitchonam bakadosh baruch hu. They were evildoers, but they had bitachon in Hashem. Who's that talking about? Who's the Gemara talking about? They were Rishaim. Who's that? Who is that? Who's they? Which Jews? I'm saying there were two groups here. Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. First base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash. Sheni? So what does that mean? They were Rishaim, but they had bitachon in Hashem. What does that mean? And the first base of Mikdash, they didn't listen to Hashem and do a lot of bad things? Who did more? But the Gemara seems to be, okay, fine, so we'll have to see what that means. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar d'Amri Tarvayu, and the Gemara concludes and says as follows. Rishonim, the first Beis HaMikdash, Nisgala Avonam, their sin was revealed. Nisgala Kitzam. And therefore, the end of their period of exile was revealed. Achronim, the second Beis HaMikdash, Shalom Nisgala Avonam, their sin was never revealed, lo nisgala kitzam. And therefore, their end time of their exile was never revealed, never happened either. What does that mean? The sin was revealed the first and not the second, and therefore there was a geula for the first and not the second. What does that mean? Huh? So how does that explain the Gemara? I mean, who was phonies? So what does that mean, shalonis, why does that mean lo nisgala avonam? So let's look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi makes it a little clearer. Rashi says, "Shenizgala avonam." What does it mean? Their sin was revealed in the first. Lo hayu mechasin pishayim. They didn't cover up. They sinned. They were real mahadran avaryanim. They did averus. They were proud of it, and they didn't try to pretend to anyone they didn't do averus. Nisgala kitzam. Therefore, lefi milos bavel. Therefore, The Navi promises, since they were not covering up what they did, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't cover up what he was going to do and told them, yeah, I'm going to redeem you after 70 years. Achronim lo niskal avon, in the second base of the English, they didn't have it revealed. Says Rashi, b'nei mikdasheni rishayim hayu b'seser. The second Beis HaMikdash people were evildoers b'seser. What does that mean? They were hidden. Or as George said, phonies. Right? They were, huh? They were, right, behind closed doors, or not to the naked eye, they were a shayim. So what does that mean? How do you do that? How do you be a Rasha not... They did, what was their sin? Sinas chinam. How do you do sinas chinam b'seser? Yeah. Sam, go. Yeah. This is on CNBC or on Fox.
You have trained spines that spin it.
Right.
And you have a hidden agenda.
You're saying a hidden agenda. Okay. So let's see. Very good. Hidden agenda. That's a good way to put it. So let's see what we're going to see. So the simple understanding of this Gemara is what the Maharsha gives. And that's the one that most people like to quote. Because the Maharsha is printed in the Gemara. Always the popular explanations of Gemaras are the ones printed inside the book. The other ones that people in Europe didn't necessarily have, so they were not as well known. Doesn't mean they're not right. Just that the Maharsha was printed in the Gemara, he was lucky. So his parish became famous. So the Maharsha writes as follows. There's two kinds of stealers, two kinds of thieves. What are they called in Judaism? A ganaf and a gazlan. What's the difference between a ganaf and a gazlan?
One is a public, one is
right? Right. The ganaf steals privately, right? The ganaf embezzles money. I mean, I don't know, is that private? Maybe. And the gazlan, he goes up with a gun, puts a gun to your head and says, give me your jewelry. Right? That's a good old-fashioned gazlan. So who gets a worse punishment? The ganav. Why does the ganav get a worse punishment? He has a nice suit, he's very, what? What? Oh, because the gazlan, he doesn't care about God or people. He doesn't care. Right? The ganav, see, he wants to look nice. So he does it white collar. Right? He doesn't do it with a gun. So the Gemara tells us the ganef is worse, really. And therefore the ganef gets the worst punishment. So the Maharsha says as follows. Why is it that Mikdash Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, had a worse punishment, that they didn't get a geula, than Mikdash Rishon, who did the worst possible avirus in the world? Kidol Shahayalem Sinas Chinam Balev, because they had it in their hearts. Ki'ilo havim, and they pretended that they liked each other. Kedamrinan sha'ochlin v'shosin zeh. Because the Chazal even tell us they ate together. They were right. They would eat at the same Shabbos table, pretended everything was nice. Va'avonam zeh kasha yoser me'avon shebegiloi. And that kind of sin is worse than revealed ones. Kahach damrinan. The onish haganav kasha tve me'onish hagazlan. Dezeh hishve kvod kono l'chvod habrios v'zelo. So the Maharsha says, just like the ganef and the gazlan, the one who hides his sins and pretends and is a faker, they get a worse punishment. Because you're faking people out. An honest avarian gets less punishment. Someone who's an honest criminal, right? They don't pretend they're not a criminal. They get a less punishment than the other. So the Maharsha says, that's why the end times of the second Beis HaMikdash was not revealed. They were the ganavim. And the first Beis HaMikdash were the gazlanim, and they did have it revealed. That's the Maharsha's explanation, yeah.
They're afraid of man, not of God, that's
right. Right, you got to think. They right, exactly. Right. So that is one explanation. But there is another explanation, and this is an explanation that is found in many of the Bali Musar and in many places. And the first one to really say it was the Netziv. So it's interesting, you have to understand something. The Netziv lived at a very interesting time in Europe. When did the Netziv live? The Netziv lived at the period of Haskalah, when there was a lot of enlightenment going on in Europe. And the Netziv was an interesting man, because the Netziv was a garter of tradition, and was one of the reasons that Lithuania was not taken over by Maskilim. But on the other hand, the Netziv was also very open-minded. The Netziv read the newspaper every day, and he encouraged the boy, he had his children learn Russian, so that they could speak properly, and there's a false narrative. They say today that Volozhin, his yeshiva, closed down. Why did it close down? The Netziv closed it down rather than allow Russian to be taught in the yeshiva. It's sheker, total sheker. Lohayu adavarim, it didn't never happen. The Netziv allowed Russian to be taught in Volozhin, huh?
What's the
No, so it did get closed down, but they like to say, and it's a false history, they like to say that the Netziv was so against having Russian taught in the yeshiva that he shut down the yeshiva. So that's not true. His son, I have his son's memo, Meir Bar Ilan, who Bar Ilan University was named after, was the son of the Netziv. Bar Ilan is a Hebraicized version of Berlin. The Netziv stands for Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He had two sons. So his first Zivug, he had Chaim Berlin, was his son. So that's what Chaim Berlin is named after. So then, when Chaim Berlin was 40, his mother passed away, the Netziv remarried the Aruch HaShulchan's daughter, who was his niece. Netziv married his niece, who was, I think, 25 at the time. He was a 60 already. So, and that Zivug, he had Meir Berlin. And Meir Berlin became the head of the Mizrahi, right? And he changed his name to Bar Ilan, and he moved to Israel. So Meir Bar Ilan wrote a whole memoir, Mivolajan Ad Yerushalayim. It was just reprinted recently. So he talks about his whole life. So he was there in Volozhin when Volozhin closed down. He was a young boy. So he says, the Netziv allowed Russian taught in the yeshiva. But what happened? The Russian authorities just closed it down anyway. They came one day. They walked in. They now made an announcement for everyone to get out of the building. They chained it shut. And he describes how they like said kinos as they were taking the Sefer Torah. What? Right. They cared you were a Jew, right? So that's right. The Netziv was Tom, an interesting person. So the Netziv, this parish he's going to give in this Gemara, he actually wrote in as an op-ed in Hamavaser, which was the big Frum newspaper in Lithuania, as an approach to how we should handle the divide in the Jewish community in his day. And this was everything the Netziv said was based on Gemaras, everything. So the Netziv's commentary on the Gemara is called the Merome Sadeh. So the Merome Sadeh, he says the following. He asks the following question. Historically, was there murder during the second Beis HaMikdash? A lot, right? The Sikrikim. They would go around with the daggers, and they would kill people who were their political enemies, Jews against Jews. And if you read Josephus, so that's who Netziv is going to quote. Horrible things happen. There's an amazing amount of murder. So the Netziv asked the Pasha question, what? There was murder in the second Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Gemara saying? There wasn't Shvi Chastam, there was Sinas Chinam. So the Netziv's going to say, no. The Netziv's going to say what the Gemara is trying to tell us is not that there wasn't this stuff during second Beis HaMikdash, but the perspective and the reason the people were doing it was different. Look what the Netziv says. Of a mikdash sheni shayu oskim b'Torah b'mitzvos gimlos sadim mipnei machar b'mipnei shayish b'senas kina. There was senas kina. The yesh ladas, one should know. The be'emes hayeshvichas dam l'rov b'bayis sheni. There was loads of murder during b'bayis sheni. Kamo shekasev b'yosipon. What's Yosipon? So Yosipon is a book that the gedolei rishonim and achronim used to read about Jewish history, which was a summary of Josephus. Meseches gidden u'avodah zara. Says the Netziv, when they did murder during the second Beis HaMikdash period, they didn't think it was usher to do it. They didn't think it was forbidden. What does that mean? They thought the murder they was doing was a mitzvah. They would look at another person and they would say, this other Jew, they're not bikoris, they're a heretic. And in those days, what was the din for a heretic? You're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill him. They're not religious. You're allowed to kill him. Uma garam lachshav hachin. Why did they think that? Rak misibas ha-sinas chinam, because of sinas chinam. Umishum hachi, and therefore, kisharas chaver over avera, when they see another Jew violate an avera, lo shafodo so shu asa rak mishum taivu chadoma. They didn't say, oh, this guy must just have a taiva, he wants to do it, he got caught in his desires, whatever it is. El mishum shu apikairis. They killed him because they said, this guy is a heretic, he's an oisvarf, he's a lousy person, v'rashayu mitzvah l'hargo, and I should kill him. Ma she'en kein b'mikdash rishon. Unlike in the first Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, they were good old-fashioned murderers. They murdered people because they wanted to murder. And therefore, remember that line, Risham Hayu B'Seser? Hatana Messiah Matana, the Gemara ends, Rishayim Hayu, Elashatala Bitchonam Bakadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara therefore concludes that they were Rishayim, although they had Bitachon. What does that mean? The Kayal Mikdash Rishon. That's talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, that they were Rishayim, but they had Bitachon. Meaning, V'lech Ora Maila Devarim Elekan. What does this mean? El Mishum De Mechalik Bein Mikdash Rishon LeMikdash Sheni Bein En Shvichas Damim. The Gemara is telling us the difference of why the murder was done during the first and second Beis HaMikdash. The B'mikdash Sheni Lo Nechshav L'Chait Ela Hasin Aschinam Shehevi L'Dei Shvichas Damim. The Gemara is telling us that the second Beis HaMikdash, what was the sin? Not the murder, even though they did it. It was the sin aschinam, the baseless hatred of judging people based on how they look and what they did, that caused the murder that was the sin. And in the first Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't like that. They violated murder because they wanted to murder, and they knew they were murdering, and they knew they would do something wrong, but they didn't care. Via kasha. So the Gemara was bothered. Halo gam b'mikdash rishon tov b'rkonam b'kadosh baruch hu. So the Gemara was bothered. Didn't in the first Beis HaMikdash they also have bitachon Hashem, not just the second? Alma shekivnu l'shem shamayim. So we see the Gemara is bothered. We see that they also had frumkeit. Valzeh ka'amar delo kainu el rishayim hayu. The Gemara is telling us in the first Beis HaMikdash they did not. They were real rishayim. They didn't have good intentions. V'hargu zeh zeh berishus, and they purposefully wanted to kill each other. El shatalu bitchonam b'kadosh baruch hu. What was the difference? They didn't pretend to be doing it for Hashem. They had real bitachon on Hashem. They just were avaryanim. So the Netziv tells us something amazing. The Netziv tells us, what's sinas chinam? Sinas chinam is judging people based on what they do and what they look, and thinking you're right. Not for no reason. For a reason. What? Yeah, partly political, right. Right, exactly, right. But even in the political sense, each side thought they were right. Right? So the, huh? Right. So, right, so, yeah.
It was so private, their hatred, it was so secretive, that now they didn't even know that it was just baseless. They thought they were killing the opposite.
That's right, that's the thing. That's the Netziv saying. The Netziv saying, that's why I'm saying baseless hatred is an incorrect translation. The Netziv is saying, they 100% believed what they were doing was a mitzvah, and Hashem wanted. You ever hear of that? You ever hear of a person who says Hashem wants me to do this, and they end up hurting immense amounts of people? Never would happen ever, right? So that's what Netziv is saying. You have the right kavana. You have the kavana. You want to be worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yira Shemayim, and you kill people. And you kill people, right? The Netziv says that's why. That's the difference. The murder was the same in both. But the reason they did it in the first was good old-fashioned murder. They knew it was an avera. In the second, not only did they not think it's an avera, they thought they're doing a mitzvah. Because they judged other people. Right? The Netziv is telling us, that's what the Gemara is saying. Sinas chinam is so terrible, because sinas chinam means you think you are doing a mitzvah when you're hating somebody. Right? You think you're doing a mitzvah when you hate somebody. Yeah. So the Gemara in Gittin is very clear to us. The Gemara in Gittin says over and over again, the Rabbanim had a chance to stop the Churban, and they did not. The Gemara is very clear. Over and over. In one daf in Gittin, the Gemara says, first in Kamtza bar Kamtza, when he's kicked out of the party. He leaves and he says, Nichalu Rabbanim, the rabbis are okay with me being kicked out. And then he goes to report. And then they send the pig to be sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash. And then what happens? The Rabbanim are all arguing with each other. Should be sacrificed or not? And Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulus, who's one of the great Gedolim, says, oh, we can't not sacrifice him, and he gives all these chumras. Why? And the Gemara says, "An v'sanusos Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulus saraf esechalenu v'iglinu miartzenu." Because of the frumkeit of Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulus, our Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Gemara is very clear, over and over again, that the leadership of that generation failed in Ganzen. I don't know if you call it Wild West. You never heard of? I mean, we've seen leadership fail. Right? I can tell you something. Give an example. Moshe Feinstein was approached. So Moshe Feinstein was approached by, this is published in Rishume Aaron. Rav Aaron Felder was one of his mishamshim, wrote up a whole sefer of things he heard Baal Peh. So he says one time a shliach came from a certain group, and they wanted Moshe Feinstein to appear at this event that they were having. And it was about some, like, you know, thing that we'd all be in favor of. So Moshe Feinstein said, oh, I think I'm busy, whatever. And so the guy left. So Ron Felder said to him, he's like, why were you not wanting to go? So he said, I'm afraid they're going to speak against the Medina in public, and I don't want to be a part of that. Meaning, and he says, Moshe was very concerned never to present a divided front of the Jewish community. To always the Jewish community to have a united front. So that's the way, meaning sometimes the people don't think about that. Right? You know, we see, you know, the people that were always the great leaders are the ones that have the cook to be able to say, this is needed at this time, right? So it's very clear that the leadership, then the Gemara says that over and over and over again in Gittin, that was the thing. Right? So the Netziv says, that's Sinas Chinam. So how does now that explain to us the next part of the Gemara, the Netziv explanation, that the second Beis HaMikdash, the sin, meaning Sinas Chinam, was hidden, and therefore the Keitz was hidden, versus the first Beis HaMikdash? How do you explain that now based on that? So Netziv says a very obvious pshat. Netziv says like this. First Beis HaMikdash, they sinned openly, and they knew they were sinning. So therefore, since they knew they were sinning, they could do tshuva. They realized Beis HaMikdash destroyed, we killed, we did Gilgamesh, so we do tshuva. And then actually Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the Gula. But the second Beis HaMikdash, the Netziv says, what happens with Sinas Chinam, the way he's explaining it? You never knew you did anything wrong. You never realized you did anything wrong. Because you think you... The whole time you're killing and you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do this. So the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and saying, Al-Ma'av Da'aretz, I don't understand. We did the right thing. We did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And people never realized, and it says, that's what it means. Achronim lo nizgala avonam. The second people never realized they sinned. And therefore, lo nizgala kitzam, they could never do tshuva. Ad hayom hazeh. They never realized what they were doing wrong. Look at the Netziv says it. Rishonim shenizgal v'nizgal lakitzam nir lafarish sheyadu b'mash shechatu machas rishas. In the first Beis HaMikdash, they knew what they did wrong because they did it purposefully. Val kein kasher higia onsham shavu l'akadosh baruch v'nizgal lakitzam. Therefore, when they were punished and the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, they realized what they did wrong and they did tshuva. Masha'ein kein b'bayi sheini. Not so during the second Beis HaMikdash. Lo nisgal avonam. Their sin was never revealed. Shelo yadu machatasam. Because they didn't know what they did wrong. Shehari be'emes hayayirei Hashem. Va'oskin batorah. Ela shelo kivnu laha'emes. They had yira shamayim. They learned Torah. They were frum. But their whole way of doing things was messed up. Mishum hachi lo nisgal akitza. And therefore, their geula was never revealed. Look what the Netziv says: Shehari Adayim Sinas Chinam Gavar Baharetz, because Sinas Chinam still exists in our world. And the Netziv says that's what the Gemara means. The first people, they were avarianim; they could do tshuva. Second people, we never even realized what we did wrong. They say from the Kutzker, the L'shem Shamayim also has to be L'shem Shamayim. Very important words. The L'shem Shamayim also has to be L'shem Shamayim, right? So the Netziv, when he writes this in the op-ed to the Hamavaser, he writes this whole piece and he goes on to say, those that say we should shecht all the maskilim and throw them out of the Jewish community, this is what they did in Bayi Sheni. That's a mistake to do that, right? This is like an ongoing thing constantly in the Jewish community. So the Netziv says, this is the meaning of the Gemara. Sinas Chinam means judging someone based on your own definition, and think you're doing the right thing, and that's why they never did tshuva, because they never realized what in the world they did wrong. So I want to show you two different historical vignettes of this. So one is from Rav Yonason Eibshitz, and the other is from the Altar of Slobodka. So who's Rav Yonason Eibshitz? This is another person that knew a little bit about Machlokas and Sinas Chinam. So Rav Yonason Eibshitz was one of the greatest gedolim of the last 500 years, one of the greatest minds the Jewish people has ever seen. So he wrote, so Rav Yonason Eibshitz is the Rav in I think the town was Eibshitz. I think that's what he was named after, his town, I'm almost positive. No. He was Rav in Lemberg too. He was Rav there, and I think also maybe in Lemberg, I forget. So Rav Yonason Eibshitz was by far considered one of the greatest poskim of his generation. He wrote a number of commentaries on the Torah, on the Navi. He wrote on Yoredeya. Everyone who gets smicha in Yoredeya learns his commentary, the Krasi Uplasi. He's a very, till this day, he's considered one of the greatest goanim. So Rav Yonason Eibshitz is involved in a very, 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 very big machlokas during his lifetime. It was the most, the Chassam Sofer writes that Mashiach was supposed to come in the generation after Yonas and Eibshitz, and he didn't because of this machlokas. So who was the machlokas? So it was the machlokas between Yonas and Eibshitz and Rav Yaakov Emden. That was at the time of Shabtai Tzvi. So what happened with Shabtai Tzvi? So Shabtai Tzvi was a false messiah. Right, he was absolute Meshigana, and he claimed he was Mashiach, and he married a Sefer Torah on Tisha B'Av, and they had a whole party. It was true stuff. And then he had a lot of great followers. He had a huge amount, thousands and thousands of followers, and people were Talmidei Chacham also. Like, it's very difficult to understand today. And they did, like, very insane things. Eventually converted to Islam with his followers, whatever. It was a crazy time in history. So Rav Yaakov Emden, was alive at the time, claimed that Yonas and Eibishitz was a follower of Shabtai Tzvi. And Rav Yaakov Emden had his own printing press. So he could publish whatever. That's why we have so many Sfarim written by him, because he owned the printing press. So he published all these kuntrasim against Yonas and Eibishitz. Unbelievable things happened. And Yonas and Eibishitz had to flee his town, and Rav Yaakov Emden had to flee. It was terrible, terrible. It ripped the entire Europe. There's letters about it from the Vilna Gaon, from the Pnei Yeshua. All the Greek Gedolim time were involved in the Machlokas, trying to stop it. Right? It was a very terrible thing. So Yonas and Eibishitz, there's a sefer called Yaros Devash, where it's basically his drushes, different drushes he gave in his lifetime. So in one of them, he discussed the Sinas Chinam. And I give you this historical background, because then you'll understand a little better, probably, what Rav Yonas and Eibishitz is referring to. So look what he says. Al tzar dechaveiro chayev adam letzar ad ma'od b'leivu b'nefesh. When it comes to someone else's pain, a Jew is required to have pain with another Jew as much as possible. Lo yanuach v'lo yishkot. They should never be at rest until the other Jew is not in pain anymore. L'hishtatef b'tzarem u'lahorid k'nach adimam, to cry with them. A person should never ignore the troubles of another Jew. And Chazal tell us that this is why the city of Beitar was destroyed. The Gemara tells us Beitar was destroyed because when Yerushalayim was destroyed first, people in Beitar didn't care. The Gemara says they didn't care, that's why Beitar was destroyed. Ba'ad hayom machzikim betumazo l'sinas chinam. Yonas and Eibish says, until this very day, we love this. Not caring about other people, and we still have sinas chinam. Bepiv shalom esrei v'daber. Person speaks nicely to their fellow Jew, u'belibo yasim arvo, and they plot against them in their heart. V'sameach b'mapalaso v'takalaso. And they take joy when they see the other Jew have a fall. V'om remain pesha. Not only that, they think there's nothing wrong with it. Adarabah. L'chacham yachshav. You're considered a chacham if you know how to get the other people better. U'bal tachbula hatzayid b'fiv. Someone who's a good manipulator, who has a good, who is a sweet talker. U'poseach v'rochev al shtei ha'se'ifim v'svas chalakos. He's able to do things in the right way, to pretend he's one thing, and really he's something totally different. V'im kein lo nisgal adayin avon bayasheni. Ah! Sin of Vayasheni still exists. Ki halo laheter yechshav? Because do we not still consider this to be something that is totally and completely permitted? V'lachin ba'avonoseinu harabim lo nisgal akitzam. And because of now our many sins, the end time has still not been revealed. V'anu yoshmin zvan rav begola. And we still sit in exile. Ki kol zman shesiba hameviya achol lo tusa. As long as the reason for the sickness is not healed, all the medicines and treatments in the world will not work. So Yonas Naibishitz testifies in his days, Sinas Chinam still exists, and people think it's okay. Right? Oh, you can see, it's amazing that you could write all these things now. That's the amazing thing about the Torah. Chazal had a very deep understanding of human nature. So the next one, final one, this is a longer one. This is what I'm going to show you now. You'll never forget the rest of your life. So what is this? So there was a very great gadol who survived World War II. His name was Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg. So Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg was known more famously as the Sridei Eish. So the Sridei Eish was the head of the Hildesheimer Seminary in Berlin. He was, Hildesheimer Seminary was a place where they came to learn yeshiva, and they also had secular studies, and they also got PhDs eventually, right? Svidesh is one of the greatest gedolim before the war. Svidesh himself was a Talmud of the yeshivas in Eastern Europe. He learned in Slobodka. He was a Talmud of Itzel Peterberger, who was the greatest student of Rav Yisrael Salanter. So he was one of the Bali Musar. He was an unbelievable person. He lived in Berlin, and he survived World War II. This is something that's not understandable. When were the Jews in Berlin taken? I think 39, right? Imagine, you're taken by the Germans in 1939 and survived the war. It's something that people are not able to fathom. So the Swedish ended up living in Switzerland after the war. And he wrote a sefer, he put together a book of essays. He was a phenomenal writer. So this sefer is called Lifrakim, which is his sefer of essays. So in the sefer, he discusses the following. So he was a Talmud when he learned in Slobodka. The Alter of Slobodka was the Nassim Tzvi Finkel, was the founder of Slobodka, one of the greatest Bali Musar in Europe. When he was already a Rav, the Rabbanim in those days used to go to the towns with the spas and springs. So that was like the country, today's country. So they would go. They would go to be there. So the Swedish was there one year, and the Alter Slobodka had come also. And he discusses. This is like around the time of Tisha B'Av, right? So he discusses the conversation. What the Alter Slobodka said to him about Sinas Chinam. Look what he says. The Sicha Aschas. One conversation I had. Seba Saba. Saba is the Alter, right? Saba is Alter. Ledaber al chiyav havelus bein amitzarim va'arbi mitzomus. He spoke to me about the obligation to mourn during this period. Who his gear is divrei Rambam b'tam havelus, and he quoted the Rambam and havelus. K'dil orer al vavus l'toach tachetshuvi yizel yizakarim ma'asinu ara'im ma'asi abasinu shayu k'ma'asinu ata achegaram lehem ulanu es osan atzaros shebezikarun devarim elu nashiv lehetiv shenemar v'savona avosan. That's the Rambam we quoted at the beginning. That the reason we fast and we mourn is to do tshuva for what we did wrong. Fine. So said, Uma Masim Aram Shala Saba. So the Alter asked me, what are the bad things? Shagarmu Lanu Lahem Vilanu Asatsaros that caused this? Vuhu Anani answered, Tavarzem Afurish Bigamara. Rishon Nisgal Avonam. Renachronim Lonisgal Avonam. Lahem Lonisgala. Avalanu Nisgala. So the Alter said, they didn't know what they did wrong, but we know. Chazal Beruach Kodshem Gilu Lanu Esa Avon. Chazal. In the Ruach HaKodesh, tell us in the Gemara what it is they did wrong. Shabiglalu charav beis mikdashenu v'gilinu mi'artzeinu. The reason that it was destroyed. Mikdash rishon b'nei b'nei shalosh tevarah. Mikdasheni shayoskim b'torah mibnei shayabosim aschinam. The next paragraph, the Alter says, Ha'im lo yechar adleiv kalechad mitanu? Does this not make your heart shake? V'hari ha-satan hazeh shel sin aschinam adayin merakid b'tochin. The satan of baseless hatred of sin aschinam still dancing amongst us. Umiyo dea kamatsaros upuranios misrakshos od lavo alenu. Who knows how many more terrible things? You know, this is not after World War II. Who knows how many more terrible things will happen because of it? V'chitov manachnu miavosenu. Are we any better than our forebears? V'hari hei masku b'toru v'mitzus gemilas hasad. And the Alter said, our forebears learned Torah and they did chesed and everything. And none of it happened. What are we involved in? We're involved in sinas chinam. Kain, anachnu oskim kavikach yomam v'layla. We're involved in it day and night. Va'od marhiv manachnu lis marmer v'lisnon alrichas hagalos. And we still complain, how come the galus still exists? Chazal dagu lanu. Chazal were concerned for us. They wanted us to be able to leave the galus. They came and they gave us 3 weeks every year to mourn over this. So that we can finally do tshuva and get the gula. And said the Alter, Umanu Osim, what do? This is great. We fulfill all they told us, not to do laundry, and not to shave, and not to do, and not to eat meat, and all these things. We do them like babies. without remembering why it is we're actually doing it because of sinas chinam. Shmana panay ayasaba. The altar turned to me and said, listen to me. Amoras ha'emes, tell me the truth. Let's say you're in a shul, and they give someone else to say Arzi Halvanim, and not you, which is one of the most important kinos. Ha'im tavor al zedeshtika. You're going to be quiet about that? Right? So he says in parentheses, read the Eish HaSaba, Rimeis v'Magura, Shukir v'Ayar Rachas, Shagara Machol Zol, Mishum Shalom Kibdu es Mandilu b'kin Arzi Halvanim. The other is referring to something that actually happened. There was a big machlokas, a well-known machlokas in the shul that happened then, where he gave someone Arzi Halvanim, and they made you fight in the shul. The Alter was saying to him, let me ask you, you're any different? You wouldn't feel that? His father, Ha'im lo yivar b'liv cha'ish ha'tzino l'gabayim. Well, you're not going to hate the gabayim for giving Arzi Halvanim to the other guy, u'li'ish shezach l'kvod zeb m'komcho, l'shar anashim sh'ro v'tilko l'sech l'omichu, and you're not going to be angry at everyone else for not stopping the gabay from giving it to the menuvel instead of you? V'adayin yish to'anim, and still, even though this is the case, people still say to the Alter, she'in tzor for Musar, that there's no need for Musar. Nismachim ala ma'amar, what do they rely on? On the pardon chazal, shalon esparish ba'alacha, baras yetzer Torah, baras yetzer Torah. The Gemara says that there's Yetzahara and there's Torah, and Torah will defeat the Yetzahara. Bari anshi dora churban asku b'torah mitzvus milch sadim. The people the Beis HaMikdash destroyed before, they learned Torah. Elashai sevem sinas chinam. V'ki efsher lahtar es halei ba'akov b'lo musar? Can Torah alone cure the sickness? No. You need musar, being able to improve yourself. Halalu sha'om rimpach kavanosam. People who say that, ulai l'shem shamayim, maybe they mean well. Avohim ha'akvim eskula seinu kudus nafshem. But these people that are against studying in this way are stopping the rule. It's a very strong statement. Hasaba hifsik l'regayim achadim. Suddenly the altar stopped talking. Hisrag shuso lo yada gavul. His emotion knew no boundary. Pnei hasaba asher tamid karnu mizohar miyuchad. Shonu pitam. The altar's face, which always shined, suddenly changed. Anan koder shel atzvus mafchida kisa osam. Suddenly a cloud of depression and sadness came over him. Chashashti shelo yisparzu b'dumaos me'enav. I was afraid he'd start crying. The Swedish was German. They're not into open shows of emotion. So they was afraid that the altar would suddenly start crying. Panisi atzida mitoch bush eliru soboche berchov. So I looked away, so I shouldn't see the altar crying in public. Makum sheorchem rabim over meshavim, because all the vacationers were all there going back and forth. Aval asaba, but the altar, ze hamora hagadol toras kivash hayetzer, the one who knew better than anyone else to control human emotion, kavash atzmo, held his emotions. Ha'anan chalaf avar, suddenly the cloud lifted. Panav zaru shuv ma'oram, and he shined once again. B'bas tzchok shahaisam yuchedes lo b'sha sheratzel lamid zechus, in a way with a smile that he always would do when he would say good things. Achas b'sharvula, he grabbed me by the sleeves. V'amar, and he said, Hayodeya ata mazes sinas chinam. Do you know what sinas chinam is? Pshita. So I answered him, of course, yudeyani. Ro'alev, a bad heart. Saris ayin, looking bad things. Kina, jealousy. Being wanting things your friend has. That's all sinas chinam. Hasaba, the altar, ligleg negdi tochamira lako milav leves. The altar just laughed softly at me. Lecha kol pasha. To you, everything simple. Klum lo amarada beis midrasho shel musar. Didn't you learn in the yeshivos of musar? Chazal amru achronim shalonus galo avonam. Chazal told us what sinas chinam is. It was never revealed. Sinas chinam hi chet she'eino miskala le'ein ha'adam. Sinas chinam is a sin that a person never sees. Lo lo v'lo l'achirim. He does not see it, nor does someone else see it. Keragil menami ka'adam esinaso v'tamim achriyim. People have good reasons for their hatred. U'mishu yari shamayim menami kosam v'tam shabar et amitzu l'faris mitzachanach v'chadome. And someone who's tam ha'chacham can even find the Gemara and halacha to support his hatred. The only way a person can really see that they have sinas chinam is by digging deep into their soul and looking why are they really doing what they're doing. And the people in the days of the Churban never did that, and therefore they never saw what they did wrong. And you, meaning all people, holy, umona, usofer, parsha, arucha, shel halcheit. You go around saying every Yom Kippur, alcheil, 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 alcheil. Umnus chafira, in a kala tolkach, moshe hakatoshi. But really digging into your soul is not as easy as just clapping on your chest and saying alcheil. Rabbeinu, who's the Reish Yitzchak. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yisrael, he was a Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Omer, hatayva boeres. Vahanatia dolekes, letares asheretz, asher tamei tamei yikare. It's a famous saying of Rousseau Salon. The passion burns, and a person's inclination spreads the fire to purify that which is completely tamei, completely impure. Right? We can always find a teretz for ourselves. So says the Sridei. She's amazing, right? Because the altar, without knowing, he didn't see it. The altar gave the same shot. Meaning, that what is in a sinam? You never realize it, and that's why it was never revealed, because you think you're right, right? Says the Sridesh at the end, Hamaskana, what is my conclusion from what the altar told me? B'musar ha'lev shel kol echad vi echad mi Yisrael bilvad ha'tikun l'gula se l'galaseinu. The only way that the exile and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash will be rectified is with the self-improvement of every single individual. Ha'ge'ula lanu hi mesura. The redemption is in our hands. Ubiadenu lechasel es hagalus ulahachish la geula. We have the power to stop the galus and bring the geula. Me'achore apargod hamafrid beinenu bein konenu kol dofik v'omer. By the door, by the curtain that separates between us and God, there is a hand knocking and a voice calling. Im tirtzu, if you want, miyada tem nigalim. You can have geula right away. Mitafkido shel musr lifkoach ayin al tzmichas kamava nefesh. The point of musr says, meaning self-improvement, says it's in Sridesh, is to see the source of all these terrible things that people do. L'sharish es tzemach ha'arasi kodem shegama lubisho v'nasa lefkoach socheif. To uproot the cancerous root that exists before it becomes big. She'eino nishma od lo l'seicha v'lo l'ratzon, because without that, a person will never see it. Chazal dum nasa magadola nasa l'teo machar chamura shekadam churban shelachorim rupashim v'ragim. Chazal, tell us what happened before the gula, before the galus, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And it's so simple. It happens all the time. It's a regular thing. Aval humeir kishikuf es shelet shel sinas chinam v'esatzolam and ezrachim men. But Chazal tells us to show us this is not normal. Right? What do you see, Mori? What does it mean? What? X-rays. X-rays? Red scan is X-ray? Okay, no. Fine. It's an X-ray. That makes it even better. They gave us an X-ray. Right? Okay, good. They gave us an X-ray of the shelet, right? Of the, of our internal spine. It makes us up to show us how terrible sin has been actually, that it's not normal. Umara tulamdenu ki ad sha'an. What are we supposed to learn from this? Ki ad sha'anu mis'av machurum bis mikdashenu. Instead of having all this avails over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, alinu l'sa'arbel al churban nafshenu. We should instead mourn over the destruction of our souls. Right? That we have caused. Va'ayvel hazeh hu hamar b'yoser. And this is the real difficult avails. Ki bi'adenu hu lashu v'livnu sanechar. Because then we realize it's not God's fault the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been built in. It's ours, and that we have the power to do it. Hagalus hamarash anushriya besochas alpaim shana uhar beyosam yonish greida. This galus we're in is much more than a punishment. Hu alchet shechatanu ba'avar be'ever harichuk yachet atzmo. The whole thing is a long alchet that we're doing throughout galus. Hachet hagadol sherichaknu min amakor alokisha besocha. Because we distance through that, distance ourselves from Hashem. So the Sridesh tells us the most important point of all these things the Gemara is telling. The Gemara revealed this to us in order to show us that this is not a mystery. It's not something people in 3 weeks love to mourn. But the mourning is not just for mourning. The mourning is there for people to improve themselves, for finally to look and see what it means to be together, what it means to actually not have sinas chinam, the difficult work of self-improvement. You know, I remember when my Rebbe, Rabbi Simon, was a very big, very knowledgeable in the workings of the human soul. So when guys used to say to them when they were dating, I only want to go out with a girl from seminary A, B, or C. So you know what he used to say? He said, if you have confidence in yourself, you don't need the name of a seminary. It's a very important point. If you have confidence in yourself, You don't need the name of some seminary. The point of the 3 weeks is in order for a Jew to recognize the tremendous power that's inside the heart of every single Jew to improve things, to improve themselves, to look beyond the social norms, to make things better. You only have to go to an army base in Israel during one of the wars and see everyone together when the times really matter, right? And then you see what Sinas Chinam is not, right? But in reality, it's not just when rockets fly over us, actual rockets. Even the weapons of Sinas Chinam are just as destructive. And the Jewish people are given the responsibility during this time to recognize it's just as we unite at those times, we're supposed to unite now as well. And that the evils of Sinas Chinam do not rest somewhere else, but inside the heart of every Jew, and therefore we have the power and the ability to rectify it. So I hope in Mirtz Hashem, we can all take this in, and we should spread this to our fellow Jews and be able to, Mirtz Hashem, next year have a celebration on Tisha B'Av.